Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim. A'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim. Qad aflaha man zakkaha wa qad khaba man dasaha. Wa qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: Ala inna fil jasadi lamudghah, idha saluhat saluha al-jasadu kulluhu wa idha fasadat fasada al-jasadu kulluhu, ala wa hiya al-qalb. Honorable ulama ikram, respected elders and brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us the opportunity to gather amongst the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a beautiful gathering among such chosen and special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the words of a hadith of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is such a gathering that none leaves this gathering except that they benefit from it. Even the person who may be passing by and had an errand, just stopped by to meet somebody, he also is not deprived from it. Due to the brevity of time, and according to the mizaj of our Hazrat, my beloved Shaykh Hazrat Munawwar al-Hamid Ishaq Sahib Damat Barakatuh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him great stages in dunya, in akhirat also, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa'i kamila, ajila, da'ima, mustamira. Hazrat's beautiful way of explaining, the one Hazrat explains that deen is very, very simple, the tasawwuf is very, very simple, though the topics that have been discussed may have been of a high level, which we all should endeavor for. Then Hazrat gives the example that how each one comes with their own nur of iman, and in this gathering where we have so many watts, 1000 watts, 500 watts example, but each and every one is benefiting from this light that is prevalent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let this nur envelop each and every one of our hearts and bring it, let it remain with us till we pass away, and bring our khatima on iman. With regards to this tasawwuf, And with regards to the character that Hazrat Munawwar al-Hamid is instilling to bring into our lives, Hazrat says that the tasawwuf is very, very easy and very, very simple. And the reality of it we should understand. But the speakers have been saying that there's one thing which Hazrat had mentioned, and that was with regards to the quality of jazb. Jazb is that one quality where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls a person towards Him. There's no real effort from the side of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is when that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to bring a person to Him, then everything comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Hazrat says that this is something that we should try to achieve. So it's a very, very simple and easy way. And in history there are many, many examples of this attribute of jazb which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had manifested upon His servants. We know famous the story of Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, the incident of that lady, the prostitute, whom by that one action that she had done by giving the dog water to drink, and by that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted her forgiveness. Then the example of that one person who there was a piece of paper lying on the ground, and the person showed, and the name of Allah was on it, who respect that person cleaned it, kissed it and placed it in an elevated place, and due to that one action Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated that person. So this quality of jazb is a very, very easy way of getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Hazrat has said that he feels that there are two qualities if a person brings. Hazrat says, work on one quality, and on this one quality, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will like it, and Allah will pull you towards Him. Two qualities Hazrat suggests, he says, very, very easy to do, but inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appreciate it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will manifest that quality of jazb on us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah pull us to Him, and our work will get done. So the one quality is the quality of shukr. As Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad has explained, that to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerous bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Here Hazrat teaches us that daily we should make shukr for five things. Make shukr for our iman, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman. Without iman a person will not get jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, made us in the ummat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then fourthly, a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed our faults. And this is such a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fifthly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept rozi in His hands, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes rozi. Had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted rozi, made us muhtaj or dependent on Musa or Qasim or Junaid for our rozi, then how difficult and what difficulty we would have to go to. Today He'll give you, tomorrow He won't give you. So these five shukrs that we should make muraqabah on these five shukrs. Inshallah, this is a starting point, and a person can ponder more upon it and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second quality which Hazrat has given suggestions and guidelines is to bring humility into ourselves, to humble oneself. And the muraqabah that Hazrat suggests that a person should make daily is that a person should say and take one's own name and say that from all the believers in the world, from all the Muslims in the world, that I, Zubair, I am the worst and I'm the lowest from each and every one of them. And why, if a person, to ponder a little bit further, why this is the reality? Because that person which you may consider that you are superior to him, you do not know what his end result will be. He may be involved in a sin now, but prior to his demise, he can make tawbah to nasuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put his quality of jazb on him and bring him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are unaware, Zubair, that what your condition will be, that before you pass away, perhaps you may err, you may slip, and you may become very, very distant from the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be rejected in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What guarantee do you have that you will die with iman? So, keeping this in mind, that from amongst all the believing men and women, that you, Zubair, are the worst from each and every one of them. And as far as the believers are concerned, the Muslims are concerned, and as far as the non-believers are concerned, that you are even worse than them as well. And the explanation for this is that presently you have iman, so that's why you are superior. But those non-believers, they may gain iman before they pass away, and you might lose your iman. As Mawlana said about our aqidah, if our aqidah changes, we may lose our iman. We have no guarantee of that. So if that is the case, then those non-believers will be better than you. Then one step further in the muraqabah, that from amongst all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the animals also, including the pig also, the Zubair, you are worse than that also. And what is the reason and what is the explanation for that? Is that an animal, there's no hisab kitab, there's no jannah, jahannam for that. Maybe a very light retribution for ills that may have taken place in the world. Thereafter they will be turned to sand and finished. Whereas you as insan, the wrongs that you have done to people, the manifestations of that may lead you to jahannam. And you may be there forever and ever. So in that instance, you are worse than the pig also. You are worse than all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, by making these muraqabas, a person inshallah will get this realization and humility will come in him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to bring about these, to try and get the favor and the jazb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by acting upon these two qualities of shukr and humility. The other thing that I thought was important was that we spoke about adopting the mizaj and the temperament of the sheikh, or the temperament of the mashayikh. And this is very, very important, that Hazrat also gives us an example, that when you come to the majalis, when you come to take benefit, although already 50% of our time has passed, we have another a day left, so we should take stock of ourselves, that we are here now, we are in such an environment, how much have we benefited? And here Hazrat also says, make the intention that I will come to learn. Hazrat says, from his example, from his experience, wherever he goes with his one intention, many, many places from different people, Hazrat learns a lot of things. So this is also an intention we should make, that we have come here to learn and how we can better ourselves and improve ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely inspire us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely improve us. So the mizaj and the temperament that our Hazrat Wala has been teaching, this is very, very important. The temperament of the mashayikh, this is an amanat, it's an trust that has come upon us. From the time of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the ulama, the mashayikh have been making an attempt to pass on the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as shown by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. With it comes a temperament and with it comes a mizaj. And this is something that we should try and adopt. And this may have been what Hazrat Mufti Muhammad sahab has been referring to, this khalitum hatta litakuna mithlahum, that stay with the mashayikh to such a degree that you become like them. So your mannerisms become like them, your attitude becomes like that, your thinking becomes like that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to bring this reality into myself and each and every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all my shortcomings and may make the balance of our stay fruitful and beneficial for all of us. Jazakumullah khair.
Jazakumullah khairan. Inshallah, now we'll be proceeding for meals. And inshallah, at 12:45 will be the adhan. And at 1 o'clock will be Jamaat for Namaz. Inshallah, the program will continue after Salah. Just a few adab and etiquette for meals, which we have learned from our Hazrat. One is that when a person is going for meals, he must make intention firstly. And what intention when we are eating? If we made intention, inshallah, we will get the reward for that food. That we are getting the marifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by looking at that food and pondering, where has this food come to me? From where and where? Different places Allah has placed it for me. It's the first intention a person must make. Make intention that I am eating this food to get strength for ibadat. And because it's a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more intentions we make, the more benefit we will get. Number two, don't forget our du'as. Read Bismillah. As it says that many people read Bismillah in their hearts. They say we read it in our hearts. They say when your mouth is moving, then you're not saying I'm eating in my heart also. You're eating with your mouth. So you say as you are eating with your mouth, make big, big sounds. So read Bismillah before eating. Bismillah, Bismillah, wa ala barakatillah, Bismillah, whatever du'as they are. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And while eating also, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukru. And after eating the dua, Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin, encourage one another. Alhamdulillah, there are posters also up. But we see the posters, we don't take cognizance, don't recognize it. So read these duas and encourage one another. Number three, when a person is dishing out, don't be greedy. There's a lot of food, Alhamdulillah. Don't take out so much and then waste the food. The person must be very, very particular. Don't waste food. Is every morsel is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take out how much is necessary, eat, and thereafter make sure we clean our plates. Remove every single morsel, use our fingers, clean the plates, clean our fingers. These are adab and etiquettes. We are showing that we are muhtaj and in need of the food. The food is not in need of us. So inshallah, with these few etiquettes, the person should go and eat his meal around our place also. If any morsel falls, lift it up, eat it up. Don't just leave it there. And finally, the person who is making the food, we should show our appreciation to that person. Firstly, at home, to our family members also, they are making food every day. Like myself, all of us, Tawfiq, that we have shown appreciation to them. Similarly, yeah, those brothers who are making effort, khidmat, show our appreciation to them. Tell them, Jazakallah khairan, we appreciate it. Inshallah, this will lead a person to humility within himself also, and you will get great benefits. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So we can proceed for meals. The meals will be taking place, inshallah, in the Hibs Hall, which is in the direct back of the madrasa, through the front section. There are two halls in the back there, inshallah, the meals will be served there. I humbly request the brothers to proceed immediately. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, subhanakallah, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.